A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Miletus, Paul and the presbyters of the church of Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. You know how I lived among you the whole time from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord in all humility. And with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews, and I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit, or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you, to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels, will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. The word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. A bountiful rain you shower down, O God, upon your inheritance. You restored the land when it languished. Your flock settled in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Blessed day by day be the Lord who bears our burdens, God who is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave to me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those you gave me out of the world. They belong to you and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, that they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they will be in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. And so this morning announced my classmate, Father Ed Losey. Monsignor Ed Losey was just made the Bishop of Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I'm sure we'll all be praying for him. He said he was surprised. There is no surprise that Monsignor Losey was made a bishop. But anyway, so pray for him. But now let's focus today on the gospel. And in the gospel, we sit there and say that Jesus says, this is eternal life, to know the one true God and to know me. So the first thing we got to ask ourselves, again, what's the teaching of the church? Who made me? God made me. Why did God made me? God made me to know him. Why? Because this is what gives us eternal life. Again, knowing Jesus and the Father is much, 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 much different than knowing about him or believing in him because of this stuff. It's this intimate relationship with Almighty God. And that only happens when we spend time with him and when we listen to him so we can hear his voice, because Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. So again, it's always the question, do I really know Jesus Christ? Do I really know the love of the Father? And if not, then I darn well better do everything in my life to make sure that I do. because Jesus says, this is eternal life. So I'd pay attention. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.